began discussing the sugya of Amir La'akum with Tzarech Mitzvah. Because our Gemara clearly indicates that this would be mutter for the sake of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And Tosus raises the very fundamental issue, is this exceptional? Or maybe this is the rule that we always allow Amir La'akum with Tzarech Mitzvah. So there are a couple of sugyas to see in the Seches Erev, and one is Andav Samach Zayin, the other the Tosus quotes is Andav Samach Es. The Gemara of Samach Zayin discusses a case of Bris Mila where it's clear that it's necessary to wash the child before and after the Bris Mila takes place. This is a case clearly of a Mila b'Shabbos, and all of a sudden, Ishtapich Chamimei, the water spills before the Bris. Clearly, Al Yedei Yisrael, a person cannot violate the Surin even to perform the mitzvah of Mila b'Zmana. And it's clear from the Gemara that this is true, whether you're dealing with Nisar Daraisa, or even if you're dealing with Nisar Drabanan. Even when it comes to a case of Hotsa Drabanan, we would not allow Yisrael to violate the Nisar Drabanan for the sake of Mila Bismana. But the Gemara suggests the following, that Nimra Le Lanachri Le Sile. Why not go ahead and simply instruct the guy? And apparently Amir La'akum would at least at some times be mutter. The Gemara tells us the Chiddush that even though this indeed was the statement of Rabba, Abaye had a certain question. And Rabbi Yosef says, you know, the timing of the question is not now, not now. After all, when you're dealing with the Din D'oraisa, then I understand that Mosminan Tiyufta and Vahadra Avdinan, raise your questions right now, and after all the questions are resolved, then you can go ahead and act. However, when it comes to a Din D'Rabbanan, we assume the opposite is true, that Avdinan Maisa Vahadar Masvinan. You know what? Let's do it. We'll do the bris. You have a question, bank it, and we'll discuss it at a later time. Wow, an important Chiddush. A difference in the timing of a Din D'Raisa as opposed to a Din D'Rabbanan. When a person has that question, you mentioned the very end of the last year, the Chiddush of Nesivos, Reish Lamed Daled, that perhaps this indicates a very fundamental difference between a Din D'Raisa as opposed to a Din D'Rabbanan. When we're dealing with the Din D'Raisa, obviously, that act is considered to be inherently forbidden. It's inherently abhorrent. And therefore, the answer is no. Maybe I can even call that something which is an Iser Chefza, in the sense that, you know, there are properties of Iser D'Raisa that are completely off limits. When it comes to an Issur Drabanan, maybe one could argue, you know, I can't say objectively, inherently, the Torah says this is mutter. Elamai, there's a mitzvah lishmoa l'devei chachamim. That certainly is true. A mitzvah lishmoa l'devei chachamim. A sugi in Shabbos and Dav Chav Gimel, when it comes to takanos, that's lo sasur. A sugi in Yivamos and Dav Chav Aleph, when it comes to gzeros, u'shmartem es mishmarti. It's like fascinating that when it comes to gzeros and takanos, there are different sugyas with different sukkim, different makoros. When the Gemara says, Heichan Sivana, when it comes to Ner Chanukah, the Gemara says, Bosasa. The Gemara Yivamos Chafalev, where do you see the Koach Hacham to forbid Shnios Larayos? Ushmartem es mishmartim. A fundamental theme for another shir, but you can imagine that if there are different mesechtas and different sugyas and different sukkim, maybe there's a fundamental difference between gzeros as opposed to takanos. But the Nesivos writes the following. There's a commonality. It's a mitzvah lishmoa l'divrei chachamim. So imagine if the mezid, I go against, you're undermining the koach hachachamim. The Nesivos there discusses the fascinating dion. What is the status of an iser d'rabanan b'shogeg? What is the status of an iser d'rabanan b'shogeg? An iser d'raisa b'shogeg as a maisa veira, no? A maisa veira. That's how the Rambam begins al cheshuvah, no? Person violates a Navera, whether it's the Mesa or whether it's the Shogay. No? Chayv Nisvados, the Kel Baruch Hu. You have to do tshuva. What about a Navera Derabanan b'Shogay? That's like fascinating, no? Maybe there's grounds to argue as follows. You know what? The act itself is not absolutely forbidden. Yeah, but how do you have the audacity to go ahead and to ignore the Koach HaChachamim? Maybe I could argue that's absolutely true b'meizid, but it was in the b'shogeg, not necessarily. And that's the great Chiddush of the Nesivos, debated, about whether an iser d'rabanan b'shogeg is a ma'isa avera, whether it's a ma'isa avera, whether indeed it's not. That's something which is very, very, very heavy. The case is striking. That was like a chosh mishpah case, no? That a person was selling something that turned out to be machalos asuros d'rabanan. Machalos asuros d'rabanan. So imagine the buyer, no? He paid for this, he ate it, And all of a sudden he finds out that, you know what, this was machalos asuros drabanan. To what extent does the buyer have a claim of mamesh gemekatos and so on? So in that context, the Nesivos writes that, look, it was an issur drabanan b'shogeg. And if it's an issur drabanan b'shogeg, the person was not violating any aspect of machalos asuros. Is it so obvious that he's entitled to any refund whatsoever? Wow, it's like stunning. But that's what the Nesivos indeed discusses. That's a pretty heavy issue. A pretty heavy issue. You know, if you look in the Ran on Daf Aleph Amud Aleph, Maseches Yuma, there the Ran discusses, we touched on this before Yom Kippur, no? That Hatinokos Mutarn Bakulan. They're Inuyim on Yom Kippur. What exactly are you allowed to do to a katan? What can you or can you not do to a katan? Because normally there's an Isser Lo Sachilum. I'm not allowed to provide machalos asuros to a katan. No. I'm going to feed a katan nevela. Feed a katan nevela. The Gemara is Nivamos, Tav Kuftel. That's Nisad Araisa. Lo Sachilum. So there the Ran discusses again. You have a katan who's not a bar chiyuva. Does the same thing necessarily apply to Isurei Drabanan? Isurei Drabanan. I understand this is Nevela Daraisa, so a katan is not to eat Nevela Daraisa. The Chift says Nesa. If you're dealing with a mitzvah lishmo l'direi chachamim, the Nesivos Peshogei, or the Ran, you're dealing with a katan. Is it so obvious that what is true b'din Daraisa is indeed true b'din Drabanan? So I would tell you, when you learn these sugyas, this line in the Gemara is something which is very critical, no? Here, Abaye has a kasha against the Psak of Rabbah, and Abaye is told the following. If this is a din d'araisa, you can't budge until we resolve the kasha. If this is only an Isser d'Rabbanan, say, you know what, that avdina maisa, v'haisa muzina. No, the Nesivos thinks this is a raya to his shita, that there's such a fundamental difference between the Isseri d'araisa and Isseri d'Rabbanan, that an Isser d'Rabbanan is an Isser gavra, and therefore, right, one can proceed, right, without raising that type of kasha. Okay, but fascinating. So the Gemara tells us this. So what was that psak of Rama? Now that I understand this water is spilled, and now it's necessary to go into access this water. So you know what the answer is? Let's do it al yedei nachri. Do it al yedei nachri. Because after all, even though Amir Lakum is considered to be aser, oh, it's only nisid rabbanan. And if it's nisid rabbanan, sometimes the tzorech we can override. We can override. So the Gemara asks, is that really true? You can override Isseri Drabanan just because there, I understand there's a big tzorech. This is a Mila Bizmana. You can override such cases. I'll give you an example where that's not true. The Gemara quotes the case of Hazah, meaning what? Rashi explains that we're talking about Korban Pesach. You know what? It is a time of the Shechitas HaPesach, and this person, right, is Tameh. And it requires that hazah has to be performed in order to be netar this individual, which is an Isser Drabanan on Shabbos. But you know what we assume? Hazah shvus ve'eino doche Shabbos. We don't budge. We don't lift Isser Drabanan just because there's a great tzorech. This is for the tzorech of Karban Pesach. That's what Rashi writes, that afilu b'mako mitzvah kagon lishkot ha-pesach. That's obviously aser. So, just because it's Nisud Rabbanan, why is it that you say that should be mutter? That was a bayis kasha. So, I understand that there's a tzorech of a mitzvah, but since when can you override an Nisud Rabbanan, the tzorech mitzvah? Oh, so the Gemara answers as following. Now, and this is critical. How can you compare these cases? How can you compare the case of Hazah to the case of Amir Lakum? After all, v'lo shamilach ben shvus de ispe maisa, L'shvus de lesve maisa. Isn't there a fundamental difference between an Isser Drabanan of Isve maisa and an Isser Drabanan de lesve maisa? Well, so if indeed that there are certain cases where yes, certain cases no, but there's a fundamental difference between Isve maisa as opposed to cases of lesve maisa. Okay? And guess what? We have another line in the Gemara. No? Another line in the Gemara. Right? And here, you have the Aleph in parentheses. Oh, Hagos Abach writes, oh no, you know what? This is such a fundamental machlokas Rishonim. This should not be the real gears in the Gemara. Because what we have in the Gemara says, after all, Gahamar lo amar lenachri, zil achim. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. If you have that line in the Gemara, that's stunning. No? What does the Gemara say? We're matir amir la'akum. What did you ask the guy to do? What did you ask the guy to do? You didn't ask the guy to cook up, to heat up water. All you asked the guy to do was to access the water, which in this case was Hotzah Darabanan. Hotzah Darabanan. That's the gears we have in the Gemara. You can't compare these cases, because after all, that the case of Merlakum is Shvus Deles Be'maisa. After all, we didn't ask the guy to cook, to boil water. All we did is ask the guy to go ahead and to carry the water in what otherwise would be an Issa Drabanan. Carmelis, Chatzeros, Karpipos. Okay, wow. So what does this Gemara mean? No? There's a fundamental difference between Isve Maisa as opposed to Lesve Maisa. So just looking at those words, Isve Maisa, Lesve Maisa, you know, I would have said a simple difference. No, a simple difference. In the case of Hazah, we're talking about that which you do. You do. The Yisrael is doing an Issa, no? The Yisrael is doing an Issa. We're not going to allow you to do that which is Aser, even though it's Mamakom Mitzvah. Okay? That's called Issa Maisa. Masha'en came in the case of Amir La'akum. I'm not doing the Malacha. The Malacha is done Al Yedei Akum. The Malacha is done Al Yedei Akum. So very, very simply, the Gemara seems to be distinguishing between a Yisrael violating an Issa, as opposed to Amir Lakum. In other words, for Yisrael to violate Isser Drabana Mamako Mitzvah, absolutely no. But if you're only talking about Yedei Akum, where you're not doing any Maisa there at all, less than Maisa, that is considered Timoter. Wow, so the Gemara spells out explicitly then that a Yisrael to do a Malachis Aver Mamako Mitzvah is no good. But if it's only Amir La'akum, which we call Esrei Maisa, that is considered to be Mutter. Wow. If that's Pshat in the Gemara, then the next line does not fit at all. No? The Gemara says, after all, we didn't ask the guy to boil up water. Why is that relevant at all? Asking you to boil up water is still Esrei Maisa, because I am not doing a Melech HaSavera. It's done Ayyidei Akum. Oh, so that's what the Bach points out, that according to many, many, many Rishonim, you cannot be Goris, that line in the Gemara. Because if the difference is a Yisrael who is doing a Malach HaSavera, as opposed to Amir La'akum, so therefore Amir La'akum would be Mutal, the Tzorach Mitzvah, period. Wow. So if that is what the Gemara means, so you have a Gemara Mefureshes, Erev and Nada Samaches Samen Aleph, right, that says Amir La'akum is Mutal, the Tzorach Mitzvah. So what was Abai's question? Amir Lakum's Rabbanah. So why don't we allow Yisrael to violate Yisuri Drabbanah Mitzvah? The answer is, a Yisrael, this Be Maisa, cannot violate the Yisuri Drabbanah Mitzvah. But if it's only Amir La'akum, where the Yisrael is not performing the Maisa Vera, then absolutely yes. And we're not Goris the next line of the Gemara, so therefore, wow. A Gemara Mefureshes. Amir La'akum is Mutal, Yisrael Mitzvah. Period. I'll tell you, Avaharayah. Where the Gemara says that Amir La'akum is Mutal, the Tzorach Mitzvah. You can draft the Shtar for the Mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So you can rely on Amir La'akum, the Tzorach Prismila. Does that mean that I can't? No. You can, you're overreaching. That's Yisvei Maisa, as opposed to that which is Amir La'akum. Okay, that's one possibility. Reading the Gemara. Wow. And that's against the Rif. That's against the Rif. Because the Rif quotes this Gemara very, very differently. And the Girsas HaRif includes that line of the Gemara. Tamar lo amar lo nachri zil achim. No? So, wow, what does the Gemara mean now? The Gemara is not distinguishing between Amir La'akum as opposed to a Yisrael. The Gemara must be making a different distinction, What exactly is that true? What does Maisa mean? So Pashup Shat Maisa means active as opposed to passive. In one case, you're doing the Malacha. Another case, you're not doing the Malacha. Active versus passive. Oh, so that's the Rif, Shabbos, Nachman Vav, Amalek, where the Rif translates the words, you know what Maisa means? osa daraisa. A maisa vera daraisa. Well, it's true. Here, we're allowing something. But what are we allowing? We're allowing amira la'akum in a case where the act is not a maisa vera daraisa. Amira la'akum regarding nisa drabanan. Amir la'akum regarding nisa drabanan. You know what that's called? A shvus to shvus. Amir la'akum regarding nisa drabanan. So that's exactly what the Gemara says. You know what the answer to your kasha zabai is? You know what we're allowing here? We are allowing amir la'akum regarding that which is not an aver daraisa. A shvus to shvus. And now the next line of the Gemara is great. That's exactly the punchline. Because we didn't ask the guy to heat up water, which would be a malacha daraisa on Shabbos. We're asking the guy to carry something. There are karmelis, karpipos, chatzeros, which is only nisa d'rabanan. Well, if that's the girsa in the Gemara, then that's really incredible then. It means that the opposite, mamish opposite, that amir la'akum is osu l'tzorach mitzvah, if you're dealing with a malacha daraisa. And the only reason that it's mutter here is because you're dealing with amir la'akum regarding that which is d'rabanan. That's called shvus d'shvus. Mashen came all these other cases. Hazah, that's a single issa d'rabanan. The malacha mitzvah. You only allow is shvus d'shvus. That's something which is stunning. How do we read that line in the Gemara? That's something which is incredibly fundamental. That's not focus, the Rit, the Bahag. The first sheet is the Bahag. The first sheet is Halachos Kedavos. That Amir la'akum is called Espe Maisa, and that is Mutter B'Tzorach Mitzvah. Period. So if you show me a Gemara that says Amir la'akum is Mutter B'Tzorach Mitzvah, I'm good to go. That's Gittin Av Chesem Abeis. Gittin Av Chesem Abeis. According to the Rif, really not true at all. Really not true. Amir la'akum is Osir. If you're dealing with the malacha daraisa, and the only time that it's mutter is considered to be if it's a shvus to shvus. Ah, so that's the chiddush then that the Ramban discusses at length. I wanted you to see in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Lamed Amadeis. No, the Gemara tells us the following: that you know what, that if you have a bris milah, are you allowed to carry for the purpose of bris milah? Oh, Kuf Lamed Amad Aleph. That's the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. Machshir Milah Docha Shabbos. But according to Chachamim, absolutely not. And absolutely not means that Kishem She'ein Nevi in Derech Rishus Arabim, just like you can't carry the knife for Hotzah Daraisa, Ein Nevi and also Derech Gagos, Chatzeros, Karpipos, you can't even carry that which is only Derabanan for the purpose of Rishon. That's the Gemara. Ooh. So now the Ramban writes the following Chiddush. Okay, it's clear in the Gemara. A Jew cannot violate Hotzah Rabbanan for the purpose of Bris Milah. But what about Al Yedei Nachr? What about Al Yedei Nachr? That's the Ramban. Ooh, so the Ramban writes the following. So you know what? Let me start with the sheet of the Rif. Ooh, that's the Rif. Shabbos Daf Nadav. That's the Rif. Would we allow a guy to carry the knife for the purpose of Bris Milah? So you know what the Ramban writes? It depends. If you're talking about Derech Gagos Karpipos, you're talking about Hotzah D'Rabbanan, great. Now you have a Shvus D'Shvus, which is Mamako Mitzvah. And we're good to go. That's exactly the Sugya Erev Samach Zayin. But. If you're talking about Derech Roshus Arabim, Hotzah daraisa? No way. We're not going to allow amir la'akum from malacha daraisa, even the tzarech mitzvah. That's called isvei maisa. So therefore, the sheet of the Rif is you have to now assess this act of hotzah that we're talking about. If it's hotzah d'rabanan, yes. If it's hotzah daraisa, absolutely no. Oh, now the Ramban continues. However, lefidas hadge'onim, according to you of the Bahag, the Balit are not true. You know what? Afilu derech rishus arabim. Les be'maisa means that which the guy is doing as opposed to that which you are doing. You are not doing anything. So therefore, as long as it's done al yedei akum, it is mutter l'tzarek mitzvah, unbridled, unrestricted, and that would apply even for hotzah daraisa. Even hotzah daraisa. So pretty fundamental machlokes, no? Ooh, now the Rabban writes the following. And what about mehai da'aminan halokeach ir beretz Yisrael? Ooh, gittin daches. What do you do with that? Here isn't it mafurish in the Gemara? Ksiva sashtar, which the Ramban writes is the Raposha, that indeed is a malacha daraisa, a malacha of kosei, it's a malacha daraisa, and we're matir at the tzarech mitzvah. We're matir at the tzarech mitzvah. So isn't that clearly a raya to the Bahag, to the Baliter? So the Ramban writes, absolutely not. You cannot prove from there that even a malacha gemura is mutter al yideakum litzorech mitzvah, because after all, there's something unusual about Gittin Daches. That the Ramban writes. Ramban Kedarko Bakodesh. No, that's the Ramban. We're talking about the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. We're talking about the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, you can't equate Hasa mitzvah to'eles l'chol Yisrael. Securing that piece of karka is not just your personal mitzvah. That's a mitzvah that's impactful for all of Klal Yisrael. Shelo techarev Eretz Kadosh. What do you mean that securing Eretz Yisrael, that's impactful? That's a mitzvah chashuva. That's something which is to us l'chol Yisrael. And Gittin Daches is an exception too. No? That's exactly the great chiddush of our Gemara, that there's something we're going to allow for the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael because it's a toelas l'chol Yisrael that we would never allow otherwise. No? And we've seen these Rambans, no? The Ramban in Sefer Mitzvos and Hashmatos, the Mitzvah Sasei, where the Ramban is so bothered, why the Rambam doesn't count Yishuv Eretz Yisrael independently? And there the Ramban writes, what do you mean? There's an independent, critical mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. We saw the Ramban, right, in Gittin Dafez, no? In Hashmatos, where the Ramban writes, but Tosus is so bothered about Akko in or out. What are you talking about? If you're talking about Mitzvos Hatzliyos Varetz, you know, that's going to depend on Kibush Ezra. But you're talking about Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, that's going to depend on Kibush Ezra. That's based on Eni Hashem Lokechaba. That has different boundaries. That's not based on Bayusheni. I'm not bothered at all, the Ramban writes. That, you know what, you can say this is called Eretz Yisrael for this and not for that. It all depends on what the this and that is. No, that's the Ramban that we saw. And the Ramban adds that Ein anu shoklin mitzvah zu bezu. And you cannot go ahead and just simply start making calculations. If something is true of mitzvah A, it's true of mitzvah B. What right do you have to say that? Just because you have a Gemara that says it's true for the mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, you can say, you know what, so it's true regarding other mitzvahs as well? Oh, that's the Baha. Yeah, that Amir Lachman is one for the Tzarek mitzvah. No. The Tzarek Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Oh, it's true of Eretz Yisrael. What right do you have to say that? After all, the ein anin yodin matan scharer shal mitzvahs. We don't exactly know the Ramban writes now how to qualify and rate a particular mitzvah. To say kemo shutira ze natarav ze. To say, look, if it's mutter for this mitzvah, it's mutter for that mitzvah. And the Ramban writes, I'll give you a stunning example. We're going to have to really spend time on this. Now, Ramban writes, beitza davav, beitza davav. No. That's what Ramban writes. Ooh. What's Beis HaDavav? Kura. No? A person is mitzvah. So what's Vav Mar Aleph? Right? If it's Meis V'yontav Rishon, ooh, Yisasku Bo Amamin. Meis V'yontav Shini, Yisasku Bo Yisrael. No? And Yontav Rishon, Kura can be done Al Yedei Akum. And Yontav Shini, Kura can be done Al Yedei Yisrael. Kfur can be done Al Yedei Yisrael and Yantur Sheni. No? For the purpose of Kfura Sameis, we are Matir Malacha Yantur Frishon Al Yedei Akum, and we're Matir the very Malacha Al Yedei Yisrael and Yantur Sheni. That's like stunning, no? Doesn't that find the place of Bris Mila? Didn't we just get through saying when it comes to Bris Mila that there's no way in the world that Yisrael can violate even an Isser Drabanan? No? That's Mefurish in the Gemara. You can't carry the knife, not only in Rosh Hashanah. A Jew cannot carry the knife derech gagos, chatzeros, karpipos. For the purpose of bris milah, A Jew cannot violate an Issur Rabbanan for the purpose of Kfuras Ameis, Yom Tov Sheni. You can. You can. What do you see from that? The Ramban writes, you see from that, you have no right to say what is true of this mitzvah is true of that mitzvah. And the Ramban continues. No, it's such an incredible Ramban. The Ramban writes that, you know what, that I would have even said, you know what? No? What's more explicit? Kfuras Ameis or Brismila? No? Brismila's more Mufurish Vatorah. And the Gemara waxes so poetically. Brismila, Nichrusala, Yirgimu Brisos. No? That's how Krisas Bris that the Torah mentions time after time after time. It's so surprising. I would say for Kfur, yes. And for Brismila, no? Kfur, yes, and Brismila, no? Oh, apparently you see, it's clear that, you know what? Ein omrim bedvarim halolu zed umalizeh. You have no right to just take liberties and say what's true here is true there. So there's no stira whatsoever. If a Gemara says it's mutter for this mitzvah and aser for that mitzvah, that's because Chazal, Baruch Kodshem, knew the calculation about when you can say, when you can't, and you know what? And let's be very quiet about that. No, you can't. You can't go ahead and run with it. You can't run with it. If you look in the Chazon Ish, just an example, right? Arachayim, Simin Nun Vav, Sitkat Dalet. The Chazon Ish writes, there are two variables. There are two moving parts. One moving part is like the Ramban writes here explicitly. No? That we do not know. Ein anu shokli mitzvah zubizu. You can't really configure if it's true here, it's true there. You have to always be so careful. You can have a heter which is mafurish and shas, and I'm going to say I'm going to apply it to this case. Whoa! How do you know you're dealing with comparable cases? And then, right, the Chazon Ish adds another variable, also very important, and that's the following: that sometimes the result of a heter can be catastrophic. It can be catastrophic. No. Sometimes allowing something on a Shabbos or Yontif can be gorim zilzul shmir Shabbos. Sometimes the effect of an heter can be catastrophic. No? So you always have to weigh and measure the potency of the mitzvah and the consequence of being matir avera. And maybe that's not the same for all averas. Maybe that's not the same for all mitzvahs. You have to kind of weigh and measure. So it should be so surprising that Chaim could say, you know what? Kfuras Ameis Yom Tov Sheni, we're okay with. But we're not going to be okay with Hotzah D'Rabbanan on Shabbos, Letzorech Brismila. You know, so one has to weigh and measure very, very carefully. Very, very carefully. Wow. And then the Ramban writes, another Chiddush. No, this is a real Chumrah that the Ramban writes. V'chein ani omer, She'ein matirin amir l'goy afilu b'davar shem shvus. Or at least, a Sugin Erev, I have one principle, and that is, a shvus, the shvus is mutter malkam mitzvah, right? The Bahag. A relakam is mutter malkam mitzvah. Oh, the Rif. No, you need a shvus, the shvus. Okay, so a shvus, the shvus is mutter malkam mitzvah. No, the Ramban writes. You don't even have that principle. Wow. What's the principle of Erev Nesam of Zayin? A shvus, the shvus is mutter b'makam Mila. B'makom Mila. That's your principle. So I want to say a shvus to shvus is mutter for other mitzvahs. A shvus to shvus is mutter for the mitzvah of Onik Shabbos. All you know from the Gemara is that a shvus to shvus is mutter b'makom Mila. And you have to be very careful about saying, if it's mutter the Sarach Mila, you know what? I'm going to create this cloud that a shvus to shvus is mutter b'makom mitzvah. The Ramban even denies that cloud. Denies that cloud. Even Ayideyakum. That's really chomer, no? Even in Nisid Rabbanan, I wouldn't allow a miralakum. It's a shvus de shvus. A shvus de shvus is mutter b'makom mila. But to go beyond me, you can't do. Why should I say that's true? The Rambano adds another variable you saw, no? Also, stunning. I would have said, you know, because mila is a mitzvah chashuva. Mitzvah Chashuva, so you know what? So be careful. You can't necessarily assume what's mutter b'makom milas, mutter b'makom shar mitzvos. Uth Raman throws another line. No. You know why I'll tell you milas different? Unbelievable. Lefi shenitna Torah lidchos etzlo. Because mila itself is doche Shabbos. Wow. That's like a stunning punchline, no? Mila itself is bris mila zamalacha daraisa. Bris mila zamalacha daraisa. It's not so obvious what malacha daraisa is, but it's a malacha daraisa. No, bris mila. Mila bisman is only mutter on Shabbos because of a pasuk, and a mila shalom bisman is nisa daraisa. No. Bris mila on Shabbos is a malacha. Malacha, very unclear. Right? Could be up to five shittas in Rosh Hashanah. Right? What malacha this is? What malacha this is? We're used to tosis. No. There is a malach of shofto, slaughtering. There's a malach of metilas neshama. So Tosus like has a real leap, no? That you know what? That drawing blood is a form of metilas neshama. Tosus says ki adamu nefesh, wounding. Chovel, drawing blood. Wow. That already is the malacha daraisa of shechita. That's Tosus shechita. So the reason the Gemara tells us that, you know what, that bris mila is a malacha. It's a malacha of shechita. Shechita de Shabbos. It's malam tes malachas. Shochta. No? That's a malacha. Wow, that's Tosus shechita. You know what the Rambam shechita is? Like, unbelievable. You know what? There's a malach of dash, threshing. You know what threshing is? Extracting an ochel from a psalus, or extracting a liquid from a mashke. I squeeze a grape. That's shechita, which is a toldo of dash. Wow. I squeeze an olive to extract its oil. Oh, that's a toldo of dash. Right? Shechita can be one of two malachos, no? Shechita, it could be a toldo of dash, or sometimes shechita is a toldo of malabim. When you launder something, right, you go ahead and you wring it out. So that's a fundamental difference. When is shechita malabim? When is shechita dash? But I squeeze a grape, I squeeze an olive, that's a malacha daraisa. You know what the Rambam writes? That's what bris mila is. Unusual. That's what bris mila is, no? Extraction. Being motzi dam. Being motzi dam min haguf, that the Rambam writes is a malacha dash. Unbelievable, no? Because the Rambam assumes, you know what Netilas Neshama is? Cessation of life. That's Netilas Neshama. So how can Bris Mila be an example of Netilas? The answer is, what do you mean? Hotzah Sadam. Extracting Dam. The Dam is circulating. That's part of the Guf. Basa. Extraction of. Ooh, that's Disha. That's unusual, no? Like milking a cow, according to the Rambam. Like milking a cow. Is a told of dash. Bris mila is a told of dash. Wow. So, how do you ever do bris mila on Shabbos? You know what the answer is? A mila bisman is doche Shabbos. It's the Ramban. This is such a punchline in the Ramban. You should not be surprised at all that we're mater isurim for the mitzvah bris mila, because bris mila itself is a malacha daraisa. And bris mila is doche Shabbos. So if bris mila is doche Shabbos, despite the fact that it's a malacha, so you're going to say don't do bris mila because, what, it may lead to a malacha? Bris mila itself is doche Shabbos. So if there's a heter in the Gemara of something that you're allowed to do for bris mila, you know what, you have no right to expand that. So even though it's true that there is a Gemara even Samach Zayin, that, the way the Ramban reads the Gemara, there is, that a shvus to shvus is mutter b'makom mila, you cannot derive from there that a shvus to shvus is mutter b'makom mitzvah, because bris mila is in a class by itself, because after all, shenitna Torah l'chos eslam. When it comes to shar mitzvahs, guess what? Don't budge, even if it's a shvus to shvus. Whoa. This svara is also found. You ready for this? This svara is also found in a Ritva and Sukkah daf Mem Gimel. Ritva Sukkah daf Mem Gimel. Whoa. There's a similar Ritva in Megillah daf Dalet. Ritva is bothered by the following. We just talked about this a little bit, no? Rosh Hashanah falls down on Shabbos. A Gzeira Darabah. Shemi Yavirenu. Good? Sukkos falls out on Shabbos, Shemir v'Gezer d'Rabbi. And the Sugi Megillah Daf Dalet, Megillah, okay, Megillah is a mitzvah d'Rabbanan. But if Purim would fall out on Shabbos, Tezvav, no, Gezer d'Rabbi, Gezer d'Rabbi. Okay, good. The Ritva asks a stunning question, Why is there no Gzeira Deraba regarding Hrisnim? That's the Ritva's question. Megillah Daf Dalet, Sukkah Daf Mem Gimel. Why is there no Gzeira Deraba? Gzeira Deraba. What are you afraid of? That in the course of doing that a person may not violate a malacha, and Mamish Nakiris of the Torah, it's more important for me to safeguard the Kedusha of Shabbos, even if it means not doing the mitzvah. So good, midaraisa, milas dochas haShabbos, but why isn't there a gzeira d'rabba? Why isn't there a gzeira d'rabba? That's the Ritva's kasha. That's the Ritva's kasha. Pretty heavy, no? One teretz that the Ritva mentions, that the Ritva rejects. The Ritva says the following, very, very interesting. You know what the gzeira d'rabba means? You have a mitzvah which is incumbent upon each and every person. Klal Yisrael is like a mosaic, no? Klal Yisrael is like pretty big, you know? So, you know, among that pretty big population, there are going to be some who. So we have to be concerned about that. So we're concerned that among everybody doing a mitzvah, there are going to be those who. Years ago, I remember davening someplace, it was Sukkot's fall on Shabbos, guy showed up to shul late, everybody started staring at him. I think he felt people were staring at him because he came so late to shul. He came holding his lulav and esrog, not to shul. So everybody was like, whoa, you know, like, okay, maybe you should stare at people that come late. But he was mamish, you know, like being no to lulav and esrog on Shabbos, kind of didn't piece it together. So, you know, you have a lot of people. Other Ritva writes a chiddush. If you have a mitzvah that's not the kol echad v'echad, you have a mitzvah that's to a select few. And let's say these select few are, you know, mumchim, no? You know, how many people are doing a bris milah on Shabbos? It's a fraction of, you know, one out of, who knows, whatever. One out of 10,000, you know? One out of 100,000, you know, are doing a bris on Shabbos. And the bris milah is done by a crackerjack, no, a moel. Is there a gzeira d'rabba? No gzeira d'rabba. Oh, you know what the Ritva doesn't like about that? Mamash, our sugya. Hazah. No? That's sugyim sachim. Hazah. The Ritva writes. Here we're talking about certain avodas hamikdash del chanesed is asu because of gzeira d'rabba. No, he doesn't like that. That's a fascinating possibility. No? That when you have a mitzvah, masses, but here a select, I'll take an unbelievable psak halacha, but it's like unbelievable, moral discipline, no? Let's say Purim falls out on Shabbos, Tesla falls out on Shabbos. Good? What in the world does this, you ready? What in the world does this bar mitzvah bachur do? His bar mitzvah is on Shabbos. So what exactly does he do? He's a Ben Yerushalayim, his bar mitzvah is on Shabbos. You know, so what exactly does he do? We mentioned it. So the whole world is laying on Thursday night and Friday. Okay, so yeah, he's a katan shegila chinuch. He's going to hear the Kriyas HaMegillah Thursday night and Friday. Like, it's a little interesting, no? He's potter. He's potter min adav. Okay, so maybe argue, okay, he's potter min adav. What does he do about Kriyas HaMegillah? Okay, you know what? If Rosh Hashanah fell on Shabbos, we wouldn't hear Tekiyah Shofar. So he's starting his life as a bar mitzvah, bachar not filling mitzvah, sapurim, because, okay, he can't. His hands are tied. Akira Sarvanatara. So Maro Diskin writes this. Mamish, this was a whole tumult, no? Laying the Megillah on Shabbos. Ayigzeret Rabba. Yeah, the Ritvot, Sukkanap and Gimel, Sukkah, Megillah Daf Dalet. If you have a mitzvah where there's Mamish, the Hamon Am, everybody's doing it, there's Igzeret Rabba. But the Ritva stresses what's unique about Bris Milah is that these are Yechidim that are doing it. And if Yechidim are doing it, you know, we'll set up a good shmirah system. You can't be a shomer if you're in the boat, you know? But, so, if they're Yechidim that are doing it, like Bris Milah, we'll make sure that it's done ayidei mumchim, done properly with proper shmirah. So that was the Pesach and Maldiskin, that's very Yechidish, no? If these bar mitzvah boys, a couple people, you know, these kids in Yerushalayim who happen to be bar mitzvah on this day of Purim, Tesov Shechal B'Shabbos, they should read the Megillah now. It's like Bris Milah on Shabbos. Interesting Yechidish, no? We usually don't do something that way, but interesting. One day, you know what the second Teretz of the Ritva is? Chazal are going to have a Gzeira Darabba Mila. A Gzeira Darabba Mila. A Gzeira. Don't do the Bris on Shabbos, because maybe lead to Chilo Shabbos. Bris Mila on Shabbos is a Malacha Daraisa. Like the Ramban. And it's Doches HaShabbos. It's Doches. It's Mamash HaMalacha Daraisa, which is Doches HaShabbos. You're going to say, but don't do the mitzvah because it can possibly lead to Chilo Shabbos. Possibly lead to Chilo Shabbos. This Mila overrides Chilo Shabbos. So you know what? There's no Gzeira D'Rabba and Bris Mila. That the Ritva writes is the Emes HaTeretz because Bris Mila itself is Doches HaShabbos. Our Ramban writes this. You know, now be careful, be careful. No, careful, because after all, that good, the Gemara says there's certain attainment when it comes to Bris Mila on Shabbos, but maybe that's because Nitna L'Dochos. Wow, that's important tradition. So the Ramban writes that all will factor in how you read the sugyan, Gittin Daches. Is this an exception because of the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael, or is this the rule that Amira La'akam is called Esfei Maisa, which is mutter l'tzarech mitzvah, even if you're dealing with that which is daraisa. Well, now, one of the Gemaras that Ramban quoted was that sugya beitz daf of Madala. And there the chiddush of Rava, when it comes to kfuras ameis, if it's meis beyond tefrishon. Yis'asku bo amami. Meis b'yon tefrishon, k'fura k'lidan an yon tefrishon, not al yedei Yisrael, but al yedei Yaakov. What happens if it was b'yon tefsheni? Yis'asku bo Yisrael. Wow. Yon tefsheni, k'fura yon tefsheni, yis'asku bo Yisrael. Yis'asku bo Yisrael. Wow. Did you see that sugya? Based on Avraham Aleph. The hemshech of the sugya is the following. Marzutra says this, right? Oh, lo amaran ela dihishtoi. I would only say this, a little bit unclear, what this is, no? Rabbi had 2 points, no? Yantavish, Yantavsheni. I would only say this if it is considered to be Ishtoi. Rashi writes that means Yantav Sheni, Yisasko by Yisrael. I would only say that a Jew can participate in the Kfura Yantav Sheni of Ishtoi. Ishtoi means there was a little bit of a delay, meaning, as Rashi writes, there's a concern of a Bizyam Ace. Umisyare Shalo Yasriach. The mace didn't just die right now. You know, the mace has been dead for, let's say, hours and hours and hours. And it's starting to decay. So if there's a tzorech, then and only then, would we allow a Yisrael to do the Quran Yantav Sheni. Wow. That's the Chiddush Marzutra. Lo Amaran, when do we allow a Yisrael to engage in Kfuras Ameis Yantav Sheni Shagaleos Ishtoi, where there's a concern, Bizi Ameis, Avalo Ishtoi, if there's no concern, Mashin Ameis. Let's just wait. We'll do it hours later. And Rav Ashi disagrees and says that's not true. Af al gav delo ishtoi. Even if there is no concern of decay, the mace just died right now. And waiting till tomorrow means okay, waiting a few hours. No. Lo mashinah, we don't delay. My time, what's the reason? Oh, such a stunning line in the Gemara. You ready for this? Yom tevsheni legabe mace. Kechol shav yorabon. That's the language of the Gemara. Yom tov sheni legabe meis. Kechol. That's our gears in the Gemara. It's like a weekday. Wow. Yom tov sheni legabe kfuras ameis. It's like a weekday. Afila lemegas eglima ulemegas beyasra. Even to allow cutting tachrichim. Are you ready for this? Even lemegas beyasra. You know what an as is? A hadas. And they had a practice that Mishum Kvod HaMeis, they would put certain like flowers, hadasim on the aron. You can go ahead and pick the hadasim on Yom Tov Sheni. Wow. I wouldn't say that's such a vital tzorech. You don't need a vital tzarich, no? That stunning line, Yantav Shein Legabe Meisus Kechol, Kechol Shavu Rabbanim, Kechol Shavu Rabbanim. That's something which is really stunning. Kechol Shavu Rabbanim. If you look in the Ran, right, on that sugya, it's Beis Adav Gimel Amad Aleph and Dav Beharif, your Masla Yantav. The Ran quotes two deos. The Ran quotes the Chiddush of the Ramban. The fact that we allow a Jew to perform Kfura Sameis and Yantushin, is that only if there is no Goy? Or is that even if a Goy is available? Ooh, so the Ramban writes, we always allow a Goy. We always allow. Afilu Efshe Ba'amamim Yisasko Ba'Yisrael. Even if there's a Goy that's handy to do all the halachas in Yantushini, we allow it to be done in Yisrael. And that's against the Shiltos. Where the Shiltos says that if necessary, a Jew could, but if possible, even the Antosheni, do it. That's a pretty heavy machlokes. That reference to what the Ran quotes, the Shiltos that's found in Shilta Sadi Dalit. And there the Nitziv explains at length, the magnificent beer of the Nitziv, Emek Sheilan, the Shiltos, now, that this is a fundamental machlokes. Kfuras hameis and yantosheni, is that hutra, is that considered to be dechuya? When the Gemara says, yisasku by Yisrael, if it's considered to be dechuya, dechuya by definition means only if it's e efshalakayim shnehim. Hutra means hutra. And hutra applies even if it's efshalakayim shnehim. No? That's the Gemara, Sanhedrin daf yud beis. The Gemara has an amazing, amazing deal. You know what? We know, midaraisa, that the Korban Pesach can be offered Batuma. Is that Hutra or is that Dechuyah? Is that Hutra or is that Dechuyah? Oh, Lamay Nafkamina. Lamay Nafkamina. Atay Nafkamina. Nisan is about to arrive, and I see most of B'nai Yisrael is Tamei. The Sanhedrin has, you know, they can solve this problem. No? They can be Ma'abed Hashana. But at a month, you add a month, you know what? So by the time Pesach will arrive, a month later, guess what? Everyone will be Tahar. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Yud Beis has Mikatzel LaKatzel. If you hold Tuma is Hutra B'Tzibur, you're not allowed to add a month. Because adding a month has to be justified. It has to be the Tzorech. There's no Tzorech. What's the Tzorech? The Tzibur offering the Karban. Ayachid, the Torah tells us, Pesach Sheni. The Tzibur offers the Karban Pesach Rishon. You don't have to engage in problem solving. Hutra. If your tomb is dechuy b'tzibur, the Sanhedrin must add an extra month. You have to solve this problem. Oh, so that's what the Nitziv writes in Shiltos. Kfuras meis in yantav sheni. Is that hutra, is that dechuya? And the Nitziv points out, the language of Ravashi, kechol shavu rabbanan. That doesn't sound like dechuya, no? That sounds like kechol shavu rabbanan, no? Kechol Shavirah sounds like Kechol Shavirah Banan, that it's like a weekday. And the Nitziv points out the Shiltos did not have that girsa in Ravashi. And therefore the Shiltos says that, you know what, even in Yantav Sheni, if there's a guy, Yisasku Ba'amami, Yisasku Ba'amami, that's something which is pretty heavy. That's something which is pretty critical. So let me ask you the following. Let's discuss these halachas. Meis v'yantav sheni. Yis'asku bo amamim. No? Ayyadei nachri. Oh, I'll ask you the following question. Is this an exception or is this the rule? Beis adavav. Meis v'yantav v'yishom yis'asku amamim. A klal or yotzim in a klal? A klal or yotzim in a klal? Whoa, so... Oh, you know what? That's our tosus now, no? That's our tosus. What's the klal of Amira La'akum from Malacha Daraisa, the Tzarek Mitzvah? Oh, so if you assume like the Bahag Shita, that Amira La'akum is mutter even from Malacha Daraisa, the Tzarek Mitzvah, great. So the first line in the Gemara Beit, so that's like a no-brainer, no? I'll admit to you, it's a chiddush that Yantav Sheni, you can do it Ayyadei Yisrael. But the first line of Rava, Mays Pianta Frishan, he's Asko Amami. You know what I would say? Of course. I learned Gittin last year. It's Mefurish. No? The Chiddush of Rava is the next line. No? If you look, for example, in the Hagos Maimonos, right, in the Rambam, Hilchos Yantiv, in Perek Aleph, Os Ayin, yeah, so that's exactly what the Hagos Maimonos writes according to Bahag. You know why it's mutter? Because Amira la'akum ba'alma ba'makom it's b'sharinan. That's like the rule. That's the rule. What would you say according to the Rif? No. That's not the rule. Kfura sanes is a malacha daraisa. That chafira is a malacha daraisa. You know, malacha shina tzrich l'gufa is when you dig, but not because you need the hole. All you need is the dirt. But when you need the chafira, that's mamish malacha. Chofer is a malacha. So, this is a malacha daraisa. B'makom kfura sanes. That's like stunning. Enochinami. So you know what the sheet of the Rif is? This is a yotze min haklal. Ooh, like getting up chess is a yotze min haklal. There's certain times we're going to allow a mir lach and mechamacha daraisa. One is Yishev Eretz Yisrael, the other is for Kuras Anais. The other is for Kuras Anais. Wow. And I'm going to tell you, oops, a flip side. So, Meis Piantafishon is Askubo Amam. What would you say about a kfura on Shabbos? No? Like, what would you say about that? You know? Kfura sameis b'Shabbos al yedei nachri. So guess what? This is a Mishnah in Shabbos, no? Kufan Aleph. Don't even think about it, no? Mamish asa. Don't think about it. Not only don't think about it, but you know what the Mishnah says? The im bishvil Yisrael. Are you ready for this? If a guy went ahead and dug the kever for Yisrael on Shabbos, lo yikaver ba'olamis. Don't bury him there. Like, you know what? Don't even bury him there. Like, whoa. So, kfura sameis is mutter al yedei akum an yantev. And Kfura Sameis is Asra Yidei Akum and Shabbos. No? Agamar Beitza Davav, Nimishin and Shabbos, Nav Kufin and Aleph. No? So, yeah, that's what you have to kind of weigh. You know? You have to kind of weigh, like, which is the exception? Which is the rule? Which is the exception? What's the starting point? What do I have to explain? So that's the Ramban I wanted you to see. Shabbos, Nav Kufin and Aleph. Ramban writes like the flips. No? If you assume like the Shita, the Bahag and the Gaonim. Beitz is 100% correct. There's not even Chiddush. Meis Piyanta Fishin, that's Gamamim. That's clear. But you know what? You're going to have to kind of explain to me this mission in Shabbos, Nav Kufnan Aleph. Why we don't allow this on Shabbos? Why we don't allow this on Shabbos? That has to be explained. And according to the Ramban, the Rif, the opposite is true. No? Why we don't allow it on Shabbos? We never allow Amir Lakum Atzorach Mitzvah. If it's a malacha daraisa. What I'm going to have to explain to you is the kula of Yantif, not the chumra of Shabbos. But everything flips, no? So for example, that's where the Ramban writes, you know what? Like the Chazon Ish said, you know, you always have to measure a lot of different factors. And the Ramban writes this in the name of the Gaonim. You ready? Gnai godol hu lameis. That's mamish a bizui hameis, no? That Chilul Shabbos was done for his kura. Wow. Shaburu quotes this. No. Shin Chafei, Sivkot and Ayin Gemol. That's a Kavod Hameis. That's a Bizayon Hameis. No? That you're engaging in Malachos for Kura Hameis. Wow, like that's pretty fascinating, no? But you see the tension. Shabbos, Aser and Yantiv is Mutter. I just tell you, we have to pick up. But if you look at this from Shum Zechar Abba Mori, take a look. There's a piece on Haskaras Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed. In the Sefer, it's found at Amud Kuf Chafei. Take a look at footnote number 10. Unbelievable. Okay, we'll stop here. Unbelievable. The Simcha Zelim, the dying in Bris was Nifter late in Ereshuas. It would have been a quick Levi. A quick Levi with very few people present. But you're allowed to have Halana Sameis for Kvod Hameis. So, if Moshe Soloveitchik Paskin, they should engage in Halama Sameis and have the Kfura Al Yidei Yisrael on Yom Tov Sheni Shogalias. That's what they did. Now, the whole city was present. Now, with the greatest Kfura Hameis, Mamish, like, you have an option of a Kfura B'chol and delayed for Beit Zadavav. No, and Mamish, K'chol Shavu Rabban. Ooh. Not going to talk about that. No? That's like stunning. No? Ad kadei kach. Setting up a situation, Mishin Kvodo, in order to have the Quran Yantushin. We'll have to talk about the Sugi, and then we'll see what they wind up on this.